It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Three, throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. I'm Bill Enright, honored to be joined by Anthony Grace, a.k.a. the PPR Monster. Kevin Collins doing a great job keeping us on the air, producing the show. How's it going, fellas? We're in week six, a couple hours away from the Colts and Texans, a couple days away from a full slate of Sunday action.
Excited, man. Great to get another week underway. You know, week six, we're starting to get into the meat of the season, kind of know what we're getting from teams. So it's a lot of fun every single week. So every week, I love it.
Kevin, how you feeling today?
Hanging in there. A little tired, but hanging in there.
Yeah, I just made myself a double espresso.
I could go for one of those right about now.
Yeah, it's real nice. You know, I got that... Got that night Nespresso machine working up. You know, I didn't put any Sambuca in it. I'm going to wait until after the show to do that.
Yeah, that's responsible.
Yeah, thank you. Well, listen, full throttle week six. We're coming in hot, baby. We have another billionaire maker contest.
$1 million.
He knows what it is. And this week, it's free to enter. That's right. Millionaire maker contest for $1 million. And it's free to enter. I'm going to have the details on that in just a little bit.
$1 million.
We're going to run through the best buy and overpriced players, the guys to target, the guys to avoid. We're going to try to help you set your lineups to DraftKings. We're going to get into our primetime pick'em every Thursday. Kevin, Anthony, and I, we always go through the primetime games, try to pick who's going to win. We'll see if Kevin and Anthony can try to catch up to me after my dominant 3-0. Record last weekend, so that's coming up a little bit. Colts, Texans in a few hours. Giants, Eagles on Sunday night. 49ers and Rams on Monday night. And of course, we're answering your start and sit questions throughout the show. 855-728-7500 gets you on the phone line. Web radio at patriots.com. If you want to email in, you always hit us up on Twitter. Around the clock, we're answering lineup questions from Thursday to Sunday morning at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster. Give Kevin some Twitter love, too, at PatsRadio_Kev. It's around-the-clock start-sit lineup advice when it comes to the Twitterverse, because I know not everyone's listening to this show live. That's fine, whether you're listening on the Patriots mobile app or listening on iTunes. Twitter's a great way to get some of our advice as well. All right, so I promised some details on getting into the Week 6 Millionaire Maker Contest. Here's the deal. You go to ffchamps.com/million. It's normally, how much was it last week, Ant? $27, right?
$27 to get into it last week.
All right, well, here's the new deal. Not $27 anymore. This week, free. Still the same prizes, $2.5 million in prizes. Still the same amount going to first place. How much is it, Kev?
$1 million.
Exactly. But instead of $27 to enter, it's free, but you have to use ffchamps.com/million. So what's going to happen when you go there? You start a new account. You deposit $25. Once you deposit that $25, you're automatically going to get a free $27 ticket to the Millionaire Tournament. Now, you're still going to have the $25 in your account. So you can play 25 $1 contests. You can play, you know, however you want to split it up, $5 contests. But no matter what, you're still getting that free ticket into the Millionaire Maker Contest. I guarantee this is the best offer we will have all year, because it gets the FF Champs membership. You're getting that for free. You're going to get all our rankings, all the expert advice tokens, all of our articles, everything that we do on ffchamps.com. You're getting that for free. You're entering the Millionaire Maker Contest for free. Last week, within a 36-hour time period, someone won $1 million playing fantasy football. It's not like some virtual, fictitious, what is it, Bitcoin? What is that virtual currency?
The Bitcoin.
Yeah, this is not Bitcoin, okay, people? within 48 hours, the money's transferred to your account through PayPal, right to your bank account, or they wire you the money. We're not dealing with Bitcoin. We're not talking about yen or pesos. This is $1 million in American money. I don't know how that transfers to the euro. I should ask my brother. He does all that that foreign exchange stuff.
I think it's close to, but no, still, that's $1 million. We're in the U.S. That's all that matters. That's what you want, cold hard cash.
So you're getting the free FF Champs membership. You're getting the free entry into the Millionaire Maker Tournament. FFChamps.com/million. I promise it's going to be the best deal that we have all year. So if you haven't started yet, now is the time to get in on the action. Like I said, we're going to go through the best buy and overpriced players in just a little bit, try to help everyone identify the players to target, players to avoid for week six. But I think we need to get into some news and notes, Ant, because there are some quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers that are going to cause a lot of headaches this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. A couple guys out there, a couple things happening late this week in practices, so let's jump into it.
Okay, quarterbacks. Carson Palmer, still dealing with that nerve damage in his shoulder. He went to some specialists this week in Denver, and my guess is he plays this week, first time since week one we see Carson Palmer under center, only because the report now is that the nerve woke up. I don't know, the nerve, I saw Carson Palmer's nerve is now awake. Whatever the heck that's supposed to mean. I guess he's feeling a little bit better. He was practicing this week, throwing the football. So that's good news if you have guys like Larry Fitz, Michael Floyd. It helps Andre Ellington, too, to open up the passing game. But Carson Palmer should be in action for the first time since week one.
Got himself a nice matchup with the Washington Redskins this weekend. So I don't know if you're going to trust playing Carson Palmer yet just because you don't know what you're getting from him. Obviously, you know, when he's healthy, he's a great play, but... yeah, with that nerve damage, you still just got to wait, let him see, get on the field for a week, see what you got out of him, and then go from there. But with only two teams on a bye, Drew Brees, the only quarterback we're really losing this week, most people aren't going to start Carson Palmer. But if he's on your waiver wire, you know, might be a good guy to stash if you got a bench spot. Go from there.
All right, now on to my least favorite quarterback in the entire NFL. Jake Locker is dealing with a thumb injury. Poor guy. Might not be able to play this weekend. I think the Titans are better off without him. We saw my man Justin Hunter scoring a big touchdown with Charlie Whitehurst. Kendall Wright had a good game. Everyone knows, if you listen to the show, everyone knows I hate Jake Locker. So, poor guy's dealing with a thumb injury, you know, cry me a river.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who plays for the Titans this weekend, it really doesn't matter. You're not going to start him anyway. Got a nice matchup with Jacksonville, but, you know, leave him alone. Don't start his Titans quarterback.
Running back news, and I didn't include this in our report here, but Anthony, I just learned that Adrian Peterson may face a new arrest.
That's all that.
For breaking a violation of his bond agreement for, and I quote, smoking a little weed.
Yeah, hanging out with Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount, I guess, this last weekend.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, and they're out of the third. They got a trio going on now.
Well, we all know Adrian Peterson, the fall from grace was a quick and swift one for all day here, but it's time to drop him. It's okay to cut him loose from your team. If you're holding on for a couple weeks, trying to figure out what's going to happen, it's over for 2014 at least. His trial was yesterday. Is it arraignment?
Yeah, I think the trial's December 1st.
December 1st, right. So I guess yesterday was his arraignment where he's going to learn when the trial was, which is December 1st. Is that how it works?
I think that's how that goes.
I used to know all those legal terminology back in when I was in journalism school, and I just completely forgot about them.
Like, there's too much. I don't know. There's appeals, there's arraignment, there's trial, there's juries, whatever. I mean, we'll see what happens in December. But like you said, for people listening to this show, fantasy-wise, Adrian Peterson, done for 2014. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes from here in the future. I mean, he's going to be 30 next year, so 30-year-old running backs obviously started on their decline, and just breaking bond, doing stupid things, and in trouble for something serious. Maybe he doesn't play again in the NFL. Who knows?
It certainly will be interesting to see how long he's suspended for when he does get back. Let's call this season a wash. He's not getting suspended this year. He's just deactivated by the team.
Yes.
It's not like he got a suspension from the NFL yet. So even if he goes to a team like, who I'm going to predict 90% chance likely, the Dallas Cowboys, if he goes to a team like that, maybe he's suspended for the first six games of the year.
At least.
Yeah, right. Couple more running back news to get to. Reggie Bush of the Detroit Lions, questionable with an ankle injury. And this could mean big things for a guy like Droik Bell, have that backfield all to himself, really.
Yeah, I mean, if Reggie Bush doesn't play, Droik Bell is going to get pretty much every touch for the Lions in the backfield this week. They don't really have a backup they can trust to touch the ball and give Droik time off. So, especially, you know, no Calvin Johnson, he's going to catch a lot of passes too, Droik will. So, I mean, yeah. he could be one of those guys in your millionaire matchmaker, millionaire lineup that you want in there.
One of my absolute steals of the week. We'll get to that in a little bit. Zach Stacy of the St. Louis Rams, he's playing on Monday night. This could be a headache because he's dealing with a calf injury. So if you plan on rolling out Zach Stacy against a tough matchup with the 49ers, you better have Benny Cunningham ready for action just in case Stacy can't play. Speaking of Zach Stacy and the Rams, I don't know if any running back has a more difficult schedule the next 4 or 5 weeks. If you can sell either one of them, I would do it now because they play the NFC West is just the detriment of that whole team. They play the 49ers, then the Seahawks, the Chiefs, the Niners, and then the Cardinals. All top 10 in rush defense. Niners, Seahawks, and Arizona all in the top 5. So Zach Stacy, the calf injury, that's child's play compared to this nasty schedule he's got coming up.
It's going to be brutal. You know, Zach Stacy, one of my sit-ems this week on the stardom sit-ems. You know, in 2 games last year, Zach Stacy against the San Francisco 49ers, 72 rushing yards combined, -1 receiving yard, and not a touchdown. I'm not a fan of Zach Stacy, even if he is healthy this week. So keep him on your bench.
Very intriguing situation with the Denver Broncos running backs. We all know Monte Ball is out for 2 to 4 weeks. I'm expecting a 3-man rotation here. Ronnie Hillman, C.J. Anderson, Juwan Thompson. I know Thompson popped up on the injury report this week. In my league, and I don't know about yours, but in my league, someone bid 30% of their fab budget or 30% of their remaining fab budget on Ronnie Hillman this weekend or on Wednesday. That actually happened in 2 of my leagues. I went out and picked up C.J. Anderson for $2. Anderson, of course, was inactive last week. Juwan Thompson was the one that got into the end zone. But everyone's in love with Ronnie Hillman, and I understand why. He's got a great yard per carry average. He's the explosive back out of this group. He can catch passes out of the backfield probably better than the rest. His pass blocking has improved. But we have seen him have the opportunity to get the starting job only to wash it away with a couple missed blocks or a fumble or an injury of his own. So I'm going to have a lot of eyes on, well, I only have 2 of them, but I'm going to be paying close attention to the Broncos running back situation, how they divvy up the carries, who's getting targeted, and who's getting the ball inside the red zone, because with Monte Ball out for at least a month, I think this is a very fluid situation, and we don't really know if Hillman's going to be the guy to start off. Not to mention this weekend, the matchup against the Jets, I know Brandon Oliver had a good game, but the matchup against the Jets, it's a tough one.
Very tough, and like you said, we don't know what kind of rotation we're going to get out of him. We have to see at least 1 week, go from there, but this could be a situation where maybe Hillman gets most of the touches this week, maybe Anderson gets them the next week. We really don't know. None of these guys are an every-down, bell-cow kind of back, so it's going to be interesting to see what we get out of them.
You know, Monte Ball was the lead back. He was the workhorse for this team, and he was doing really poorly. Now it's going to be 3 guys. I don't know why anyone would expect that situation to change. You know, Peyton Manning is one of the few quarterbacks that throws the ball inside the 5-yard line. So you're not getting a lot of goal line looks when you're a running back for Peyton.
No, that's not going to happen. So, you know, if you picked up one of these guys, leave him on the bench this week. Tough matchup. They got a tough matchup next week, too, San Francisco. So I'm just not a fan of any of these guys, really. If you got them, hang on to them. But Moneyball's going to be back. You're not going to get much use out of them anyway.
All right, so wide receiver, moving on to this position. We have major, major problems with 2 top 5 wide receivers, Ant. Calvin Johnson and A.J. Green. Very, very questionable. I would consider them doubtful to play this weekend. Of course, I'm not saying they're not going to play yet, but that's the way it's looking like.
Yeah, A.J. Green is the one that I heard. It's not looking good for him to play this weekend. And Calvin Johnson, same thing. I highly doubt he gets into the lineup for the Detroit Lions this weekend.
Now, A.J. Green injured his toe during stretching. Like, What the hell? What kind of stretches were they doing that he injured his toe? And then on top of that, he got carted off the field. Now, A.J. Green, he's a baller. I love him. I think he's a top five guy for the next, I don't know, 8 to 10 years. He's that kind of talent. Him and Andy Dalton seem to be one of the best quarterback wide receiver tandems in the NFL. We've seen him play through the toe injury for the first, I don't know, second, week two, week three. They had a bye in week four, came back in week five healthy against the Pats. And then Revis got out. That's why he scored a touchdown. The point is, Green looked like one of those players that can play through the pain. But now I'm hearing that they might shut him down and he might have to get different kind of treatments. And it's not looking like a good situation for A.J. Green. And with Calvin Johnson, it's never good when your coach says, well, I was debating not playing him last week, and then he went and further injured his ankle even more. So now we really are questioning our decision about playing him in week five. And, you know, we're probably going to bench him in week six or leave him on the sideline in week six. That's never a good sign.
If you're a coach, how do you come out and say, I was thinking of not playing the best player we have on our team, and then he gets hurt because right. You made a move to play him as a decoy? I mean, you got to feel so stupid. Why would you say that out loud? I just don't get it.
Some of these coaches, man, you know, when that microphone's in their face, not everyone's like Bill Belichick, where they can stone cold the just give that reporter the death stare or repeat the same answer five times in a row.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Not every coach has that ability.
We're on to Buffalo.
Yeah, we're on to Buffalo, on to Cincinnati. You know, sometimes it's tough, so Jim Caldwell, I guess.
Man.
Let the cat out of the bag on that one.
That's for sure.
Some other wide receivers that are questionable, most of these are just technicalities. Julio Jones of the Falcons, Vincent Jackson, Keenan Allen, Mike Wallace, Andre Johnson, Cordarrelle Patterson, Eric Decker, and Cecil Shorts. I guess the only ones that I'm really worried about are Decker and Shorts here. Andre Johnson obviously playing in a few hours since we're broadcasting live here on Patriots.com radio, taking on the Colts Thursday Night Football. Julio Jones seems fine. V-Jax, Allen, Wallace coming out of the bye. But Decker and Cecil Shorts, those are the two that kind of scare me. And if you're relying on them for fantasy, you should be scared as well.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. But two guys, odds are, a shallow bye week, two teams on a bye, you're not missing much. I mean, the Saints and the Chiefs, the Saints are the only team you're really missing something off of other than Jamal Charles and Niall Davis and Travis Kelce. You're not missing Dwayne Bowe or, you know, anybody on the Chiefs wide receiving squad. So,
good point.
You know, if you have Eric Decker or Cecil Shorts, odds are you got something to fill in for him because Decker's hurt every week and Cecil Shorts is the same way, always on the injury report too.
All right, moving over to the tight end position. Two guys that are questionable, two guys that should be in the top 10 if they're healthy. Vernon Davis and Jordan Reed. Obviously, we haven't seen Jordan Reed since week one. Vernon Davis dealing with a whole bunch of injuries, his knee, his ankle, his back. I wouldn't be surprised if Vernon Davis plays this weekend. He was starting to practice last week. The team ruled him out for Monday Night Football this past week against the Seahawks. Maybe they didn't want him to be in action, having a short week of practice, and then ruin his rest and chemistry, getting back into action. But I think Jordan Reed might play this weekend.
Yeah, I think so, too. And he's got a very nice matchup to bring himself into the season against the Arizona Cardinals, one of the worst against stopping tight ends.
Very
so
good.
It could be a nice coming-out party for Jordan Reed to get his 2014 season into the full swing.
All right, so that is your news and notes heading into Week 6. Again, the number 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500 is our phone number. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. And Anthony, as they always do, the emails start coming in hot and heavy. So instead of interrupting our Best Buy daily, Best Buy overpriced segment, what do you say we knock off some emails now, and then we'll be able to take a break, come back with the Best Buy and overpriced, and bang through that real quick, too.
Cool, let's do it.
All right, I think Neil in Pennsylvania is up first. He says, hey, guys, I have a few quick questions. Non-PPR running backs are Geo, Alfred Morris, Darren Sproles, Brandon Oliver. Depending on what happens with Calvin Johnson this week, I may need two running backs and a flex out of the four. Geo, Alfred Morris, Darren Sproles, and Brandon Oliver. Who are you going with in the non-PPR? Two of the four.
I mean, two of the, you can't take Gio out of your lineup. He's a stud. He's staying in there. I'm going to put Darren Sproles as my second running back just because, based on the matchup. I like Alfred Morris, but he does have a tough matchup against the Cardinals. They are one of the best at stopping the run.
Brutal matchup for Morris.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so Gio and Sproles. Non-PPR might sound a little weird, but given the fact that Alfred Morris, I don't think any running back has gotten over 70 yards against the Cardinals this year. Check my facts. I'll do that during the break, but that's what I recall. He also needs a flex one out of these three, Kelvin Benjamin, Terrence Williams, or Brian Quick. I think Brian Quick's a borderline stud at this point.
Yeah, Brian Quick is my choice right here. I think he is just the most consistent fantasy player on the St. Louis Rams. And even if you're in a non-PPR league, he shows he can put up yardage, he can put up touchdowns, he can do a lot. He gets a lot of targets, so obviously more valuable in a PPR league. But standard leagues, he does put up points as well.
He has some difficult options here at tight end, not exactly the cream of the crop. Charles Clay, Kobe Fleener, Jared Cook, Eric Ebron, or Clay Harbor. Clay's coming out of a bye. I think that knee injury is a thing of the past. Kobe Fleener playing on Thursday night. I tend to stay away from Thursday night action. Jared Cook has had at least four catches for 40 yards every game this year. Eric Ebron, maybe he gets some more action with Calvin Johnson likely not playing, and Clay Harbor plays for the Jaguars. So what do you got?
Yeah, Eric Ebron is my gut feeling right here just because of like what you just said. No Calvin Johnson, probably no Reggie Bush.
Right.
The passes have to go to somebody.
Yes, they do.
Eric Ebron is slowly getting worked into that offense more and more each week. So, you know, I'm going to go with Eric Ebron out of these choices. You know, not much to work with, but Eric Ebron would be my guy.
Now, knowing Neil and PA, like the way I know him, we're going to get these three questions maybe four or five times on Twitter over the next couple days as well, just to see if our opinion changes.
That's okay.
That's okay.
He's
diligent. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to Rick in Houston. He's in the 12-team standard league. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, guy?
It's going great, man. What do you got for us today?
Well, I've got a little trouble. My tight end is Zach Ertz.
Okay.
And y'all said don't start him on this week's website. Just did him. So, who should I pick up? I only have one tight end.
Who are your options there, buddy?
The only one I see here is that guy, Miles Paul.
Okay. That's the only available option?
Or Fleener, but he plays tonight.
Anthony, you wrote the start-sit article this week. What was your theory behind sitting Zach Ertz?
Look, Zach Ertz, he's just been a disappointment in the eyes of the fantasy community this year. They were expecting a big leap forward from him in this great offense, and even the Eagles' offense as a whole is just not clicking like it was last year. Teams are figuring him out, they're playing a different defense against them, and they're not prepared for it. If this running game gets going with Shady McCoy and Darren Sproles, Zach Ertz is going to get a lot better this year, but as much as I don't like him this week, I like him more than Kobe Fleener.
Me too.
If Niles Paul is the starting tight end and Jordan Reed doesn't play, I'm going to pick him up and play him. But Zach Ertz plays Sunday night, so even being a 4 o'clock game in the desert with Washington, you can grab Niles Paul and play him over Ertz. But if Jordan Reed plays, you got to take a chance with Zach Ertz over Kobe Fleener and Niles Paul.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
You got it, Rick. Anthony, you know I practice what I preach. You and I, at least, I'm going to speak for myself here. I thought Zach Ertz was going to be a big-time sleeper this year.
100% agreed.
Have him on all my teams.
Yes, I do too.
Very disappointing so far.
He is.
I was able to pick up Travis Kelce in a couple leagues. I was able to pick up Dwayne Allen, scored four in the first five games this year. Here's what I'm doing in a league where I still am using Zach Ertz, okay? I'm looking to the waiver wire because I know the Eagles are on a bye next week. I'm trying to plan ahead. I'm okay with maybe taking a risk. Jordan Reed was dropped in my league. He hasn't played since the first quarter of week one. Maybe I go out and pick up Jordan Reed today. I risk him being 50%, him rotating with Niles Paul. But at least I know next week I'll have a guy that I was very high on the preseason. Unfortunately, he got injured. I like the Redskins' offense. We know Niles Paul was getting a lot of targets, but I think Jordan Reed's a little bit more talented. So maybe a guy like Jordan Reed's hanging out there. Maybe you can go and get someone like Dwayne Allen. Maybe someone dropped Travis Kelce with the Chiefs on a bye next week. Maybe you go pick up Eric Ebron, knowing that Calvin Johnson is a little bit banged up and Reggie Bush a little bit banged up. And as Anthony said, those passes have to go to somebody.
Yeah, they
you
gotta
have
go
to
around.
Try to think outside the box when it comes to tight end. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I drafted Zach Ertz in every league I could. I had Kyle Rudolph in some of my leagues as a backup. He goes down, so I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. I mean, I'm starting Clay Harbor this week over Zach Ertz in a PPR league just because I know he's going to get catches. The Tennessee Titans are bad against a tight end, and the New York Giants are one of four teams who have not allowed a touchdown to a tight end. They're allowing 4 points per game to a tight end.
Let's hear that stat again. They're one of four teams that what?
Have not allowed a touchdown to a tight end this year, and they're allowing 4.5 points per game to opposing tight ends.
Interesting. Bringing the statistical knowledge, Anthony. I love it.
We have to.
All right, what do you say we take a quick break? We're going to come back with our best buy and overpriced players for week six, trying to help you win $1 million playing fantasy football. That's all coming up next right here, Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Go. All right, week 6 of the NFL. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Trying to help you guys win $1 million.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. Randy Moss knows it best. Him and Dr. Evil know exactly what it is, don't they? They know it's $1 million and they know it's straight cash.
$1 million.
$2.5 million in cash prizes. $1 million going out to the first place winner. So what do we do every week? We try to help you guys target the players that have a good price, good matchups, and avoid the players that are either overpriced or they don't have good matchups. We call it Best Buy and Overpriced Players. Fairly simple. All involves the player salary over at DraftKings. You can find the article at ffchamps.com. Remember, free entry, ffchamps.com/million. Okay, Best Buy quarterbacks. Anthony, a matchup that I love, I'm going to be referring to it a lot in this segment, Chicago Bears, Atlanta Falcons. I love both of the quarterbacks, Matt Ryan at $8,600 and Jay Cutler at $8,000.
If this matchup doesn't put up the most total points in the NFL this week, I will be shocked.
Defense is optional for both of these teams, isn't it?
It is every week, and especially in the Georgia Dome where Matt Ryan is just on fire this year.
I also like Russell Wilson, $7,600 versus the Cowboys. He's back at home for the first time since week 3, coming off a monster performance in week 5. He scored 37 points. Now he's taking on the Cowboys team that have struggled to stop opposing quarterbacks, especially quarterbacks that have a rushing ability. But my absolute steal, and it might come as a surprise to a lot of people, but I have the facts to back it up. Tony Romo, $6,100 in that same game as Russell Wilson playing against the Seattle Seahawks. I don't understand how Tony Romo is priced lower than a guy like Charlie Whitehurst, Teddy Bridgewater, and Austin Davis. The matchup against the Legion of Boom, by name, by popularity, seems really tough. But in actuality, it's not, okay? Last week, Monday Night Football, Kirk Cousins scored 23 points. Peyton Manning in Seattle scored 22 points. Phillip Rivers scored 29 points, all against the Legion of Boom, all against the Seattle Seahawks defense. Tony Romo, back-to-back weeks with over 20 points. So I think he's a steal at $6,100.
Yeah, when you compare him to Charlie Whitehurst and Teddy Bridgewater and all these other guys that are above him in salary, it's definitely a steal. I mean, the Seahawks, still a tough team, obviously better at home, but like you said, Peyton Manning put up 22 points 2 weeks ago on them, so points can be scored on them. That's definitely true, and if the Seahawks get some sort of lead, then you know Tony Romo's throwing the ball all over the place.
Big risk, small price. it's Tom Brady, $6,000 versus the Bills. Now, listen, he's a risk because if you take the first four games of the 2014 season into consideration, Brady was doing squat in terms of fantasy production. But he could be a big reward because in week five, the Pats dropped 43 points on the Bengals defense, and Brady was a 20-point fantasy scorer. AFC East matchup in week six, and I think Brady gets 20 points or more this week. For $6,000, he's $2,600 less than Matt Ryan. He's $100 less than my absolute steal for Tony Romo. I didn't want to dig too deep with my absolute steal or with my big risk, small price. So Brady at $6,000 seems like a just enough risk to put him into this category, and the price is not going to break the bank.
Yeah, he's one of these guys. Once he gets going, we know what we can get out of Tom Brady. We know what to expect. We know he's a great leader. He's a great quarterback. He can read defenses. He's one of the best of all time. That's all there is to it. And if you're going to be spending a lower amount on a quarterback, Tom Brady, I think, is the best play for you.
All right, overpriced quarterbacks. These are guys that I don't like their matchups. I don't like their price on DraftKings. So Matthew Stafford without Calvin Johnson, too expensive at $8,200. Colin Kaepernick, I just don't understand it. $7,200 this weekend against the Rams. Every single week they have him priced as a top eight quarterback, and he's averaging just like 13 to 15 fantasy points. He doesn't have one game with multiple touchdowns. The production not adding up to his price. Another quarterback I don't like, Andy Dalton, $6,500 versus the Panthers. No A.J. Green. Austin Davis on Monday night, another tough matchup. I'm not picking on the NFC West here, but that matchup's just tough, okay? Kaepernick and Austin Davis, I'm staying away from both of those guys. Austin Davis is $6,400. And it's a shame because usually I like having that Monday night juice, baby. But this week, it's just not there.
It's going to be a defensive struggle this Monday night. It's the NFC West, so you know what we're going to get. You're going to get a 16-13 type game, 13-10, going to come down to a field goal. And like you said, Colin Kaepernick, I mean, I'm not a fan of this guy to begin with, but for $7,200, I'm definitely not a fan.
All right, let's move over to the best buy running backs. I love Gio Bernard this week at $7,700 versus the Panthers. Matt Forte just destroyed Carolina's defense last week. He had 12 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown. He also had 61 rushing yards. That equals 36 fantasy points. I think Gio can certainly finish inside the top five. Again, I think the Bengals are going to have to run the football a little bit more than they're used to. No A.J. Green, so maybe Gio gets a few more targets than what he's accustomed to, and that's fine because he excels at catching passes out of the backfield. I'm going to say LeSean McCoy would typically be my absolute steal of the week. But because of his price and because of his recent production, I couldn't put him in that category. But when you consider the player and you consider the price, he really is the absolute steal. Because LeSean McCoy, $6,000 taking on the New York Giants. Just forget about his last couple of games and remember how talented he is. When he's going up against the Giants, he averages 20 fantasy points a game. That's just against the Giants. I call it a gut instinct. I hate to rely on a gut with a call like this. I know McCoy's been playing terribly, but this is a week where he's going to get over 100 yards on the touchdown. That's my I don't want to say it's a bold prediction because that should be an every week prediction for LeSean McCoy. But given his recent outings, given his price point, try to get Shady McCoy in your lineup for just $6,000. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Look, he's got too much talent to not break out one of these games coming up. And like you said, against the Giants, he always seems to have a good game. He always has some sort of breakout game. He's got to turn it around this year. It just has to happen. He has too much talent not to do it. So if he doesn't do it this game, he's going to be in for a long, long season.
If he doesn't do it this game, I will never suggest using LeSean McCoy in DraftKings ever again. How about that?
I won't blame you. I mean, he started off at, what, $8,600, $8,700 week one, and it's every week he just slowly is going down. I mean, this is going to be his rock-bottom value, I think, on DraftKings.
Remember last week how we took a look at the guy that finished in first place for this Millionaire Maker contest, and he had Arian Foster in his lineup? And we said, well, listen, there's no really surprises here in terms of who good players are in the NFL. But Arian Foster was a player just like LeSean McCoy. High expectations, was playing very, very poorly because he had an injury, His salary took a big dive. I think he was in the $6,300 range. And then all of a sudden he finished as a top three running back last week, and that's what helped propel that guy to first place. So I think LeSean McCoy can be that player this week.
And he's one of these guys that's good to take a chance on because he is a stud when he's playing at his full potential. You're not going to take a chance on some, you know, Brandon Oliver. Look, not to say Brandon Oliver can't put up points, but if I'm spending around $6,000, I'm taking my chance on Shady McCoy, a guy I know who has done it consistently the last three, four seasons, putting up points, than a guy that I have no faith in or I can't really trust or go back and look at things that he's done over the past.
All right, it's funny you bring up Brandon Oliver because he is my next Best Buy running back for two reasons. One, his price, $5,500. Two, he's starting running back in the NFL without any competition. Ryan Matthews, Danny Woodhead, Donald Brown, all out due to injury. So it's just Brandon Oliver, and he's playing against the Raiders. So I guess that's my third reason why you should consider using Brandon Oliver this week. Fred Jackson, $5,000. Sorry, Patriot fans, but Fred Jackson is a good buy this week. He has 19, 14, and 25 fantasy points in his last three outings, and the Pats are giving up 22 points to opposing running backs in the PPR format. I think Chris Ivory's, I'm going with him as my absolute steal this week. He's only $4,300 versus the Broncos. The Jets aren't going to finish with 50 yards on offense. It's just not going to happen. I think it would be hilarious if it did happen, but it's not happening, okay? They're going to try to keep the ball away from Peyton Manning. They're not going to be able to do it. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets dominate in time of possession this game. Because what's going to happen is Peyton Manning is going to have the ball for 45 seconds, and he's going to throw a long touchdown to Demaryius Thomas. And then the Jets are going to grind out an eight-minute drive. They're going to kick a field goal, and it's going to be 7-3, and then Peyton Manning is going to take a minute 30 and chuck one down to Emmanuel Sanders. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets lead this game in time of possession with handing the ball off to Chris Ivory over and over and over again. And for $4,300, Chris Ivory averages 14 fantasy points per week when he's playing at home. On the road, totally different story, but at home, he's pretty damn good. So for him to only be $4,300, he's my absolute steal of the week. And then my big risk, small price, and it's starting to get juicier and juicier every time I bring up his name, it's Drake Bell, the Detroit Lions, for $3,700 taking on the Vikings team. And we said at the top of the show, no Reggie Bush in this game. Drake Bell is going to be a top 10 running back.
He has to be. I mean, he's in that Brandon Oliver situation. He's the only guy they can really feed the ball to. And unlike Brandon Oliver, he doesn't have a wide receiver stud anymore lining up to draw defenses. He's going to catch a lot of those short little dump-off passes because he's going to be able to. There's not many options for Matt Stafford to throw to outside of Golden Tate and Drake Bell.
Yeah, so I just think Drake Bell is someone that can really be a big-time difference maker. You know, maybe a lot of people don't go down all the way to the $3,800 or $3,700 range when they're looking at their running backs, and that's a shame because you can find some good value there. I think Drake Bell might be the best value out of everyone this week. The reason why I have him as a possible risk is because what if Reggie Bush does play? Then it changes things a lot. And, you know, since we're doing this on a Thursday, it's always tough to project what happens on a Sunday when it comes to injuries. But I do think if Drake Bell doesn't play, we could have a really good chance. If Reggie Bush doesn't play, then Drake Bell can have a top 10 type of week.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, Drake Bell has shown it, even when Reggie Bush is in the game with him, that he can put up numbers as a top 10 back. So without Reggie Bush, if he doesn't finish in the top 10, I will be shocked.
A couple more overpriced running backs to get to here. Oh, did I just lose my list? No, here it is. All right, so overpriced running backs, guys that I'm staying away from. I don't like their price point. I don't like their matchups. DeMarco Murray, $7,600 versus the Seahawks. I know he is the number one running back in the NFL right now. I know he's had over 100 yards in five straight games, scored in four or five games, but the Seahawks have not given up double-digit points to a running back not once this year. Eddie Lacy, Alfred Morris, Monte Ball, no one is running on the Seahawks. Surprisingly, you can pass on them. You can't run on these guys, so don't use DeMarco Murray at $7,600. I'm not using Justin Forsett at $6,100. I know the matchup is there, The price is just too high. He's still in a three-man rotation with Bernard Pierce and Lorenzo Taliaferro. So I'm staying away from Justin Forsett. Way too pricey at this point. Ben Tate, $5,500 versus the Steelers. What happened the last time the Cleveland Browns took on the Steelers, Ant? Ben Tate was banged up and laid out for a month due to a knee injury. So,
well, yeah, he went down quick during the Steelers game, but you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not taking a chance on Ben Tate this week either.
No, no. Bobby Rainey, $4,700 versus the Ravens. Even if you don't like what Doug Martin's been doing, doesn't mean you have to roll with a guy like Bobby Rainey because he got into the end zone in Week 5. Rainey's just, I don't know, he's way too expensive this week. I don't think he can get double-digit fantasy points, and that's really what you're looking for when you choose a guy for $4,700. You're looking for a guy that can pretty much triple in fantasy points what his price is worth. So he's worth $4,700. You're looking at, you know, 12 fantasy points, and you're not going to get that at Bobby Rainey.
No, not this week. I mean, if he was the starter, maybe for that price he'd be worth it. But like you said, with Doug Martin is not a bell cow. He's not a guy that's going to be able to carry the ball every down. But you could see the last couple of weeks, as Doug Martin's getting a little more healthy, Bobby Rainey is getting phased out a little bit more. He gets in the end zone. He might get those close-to-the-goal-line carries, but not worth it.
All right, best buy wide receivers. I'm picking on gangrene here. I'm going all in with the Denver Broncos. Demaryius Thomas, $8,000. Emmanuel Sanders, $6,900. I don't mind if you stack Peyton Manning, Demaryius, Emmanuel Sanders, and I even got Julius Thomas on here too. The Jets are horrendous when it comes to stopping the pass. They cannot cover guys like Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. They've been struggling all season long. I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos have, I don't know, 4 touchdowns in the first half. It's going to be that kind of game for the Jets this weekend.
It's going to be a long day for the Jets. It is. I mean, the Denver Broncos are just too high-powered of an offense for them, and the Jets' pass defense is just horrific. So anybody you can put in your lineup from Denver, Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Julius Thomas, any of these guys, find a way to work at least one of them in, if not more than one.
Brandon Marshall, $6,300. Again, Anthony and I both love that Falcons-Bears matchup. How about Percy Harvin, $5,400? Now, I think Harvin's an interesting situation. If you're one of those people that only look at the box scores, you didn't notice that Percy Harvin had 3 touchdowns called back on Monday Night Football in Week 5. 3 of them. The guy got into the end zone 3 different times. The ref put his hands up, indicating a touchdown, but a flag on the offensive line or a flag for illegal motion or illegal formation, whatever. 3 different times Harvin got robbed from a touchdown. I think he gets into the end zone against the Cowboys. I'm starting to like that matchup for some reason. I don't know why, but I just think that's going to be one of those games where we're very surprised at the final score in that one. Not saying the Cowboys are going to win, just it might be a more of a shootout than most people would expect. My absolute steal of the week, again, Bears-Falcons matchup. Roddy White, $4,800. The guy is typically a PPR machine. I expect a lot of points in this one. Look for 17 to 24 points for a guy like Roddy White because he can get you 8 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown, which is 8 and another 6. So add that up real quick and you're looking at, you know, somewhere around 20 points, 24 points.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Roddy White. I mean, like you said, this Bears Falcons matchup is just going to put up points. So anybody you can work into there, do it. You should have a Bronco in your lineup. You should have either a Falcon or a Bear in your lineup too. And then I would build around that.
There you go. Big risk, small price. Reuben Randle at $4,600 versus the Eagles. We know Philly's defense has been very questionable this year. Brian Quick had an excellent game in Week 5. I think a lot of people are paying a little bit too much attention to Odell Beckham Jr. Because Eli Manning is targeting Reuben Randle a lot, especially in the red zone. Avoid all that hype with the rookie. Victor Cruz is a little bit more expensive. Randle, I think the price is right at $4,600. Overpriced wide receiver sticking in that Sunday night matchup. Jeremy Maclin at $6,800. I know Maclin has been very good in 2014, but he's priced with guys like Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Steve Smith Sr. I don't think he's been that good. So since the matchup is there, the price, it's just too rich for my blood. I'd rather you take a guy like Marshall or Dez, considering they're cheaper, instead of Macklin, who's averaging just 5.5 catches a game.
Yeah, Jeremy Macklin's put up a lot of points, but he gets a lot of those lucky touchdowns, busted coverage, getting just a long pass, and he scores a touchdown. He gets a lot of balls thrown at him, but he's not catching a lot of them. So, yeah, he gets into the end zone. Maybe he doesn't this weekend, but like you said, Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, even Steve Smith. I mean, Steve Smith Sr. is just a monster this year. I love him. So I would put any four of those guys in over Jeremy Macklin in that same price range.
All right, a couple more overpriced wide receivers. Mike Wallace of the Miami Dolphins. Very interesting stat line for him. If you take a look at his game log, he scored in 3 out of 4 games this year. So they had a bye in week 5. So to start the year, first month of the season in September, Mike Wallace found the end zone in 3 or 4 games, which is great. But he's only averaging 14 fantasy points. Now, that doesn't add up, because if you think about it, you're getting 6 points for a touchdown. So that means he's only getting about 4 or 5 catches, 40 or 50 yards per game. If he doesn't get into the end zone, he's doing nothing for you.
Yeah, Mike Wallace, like you said, look, touchdowns are great. You want to get your players in the end zone. But in a contest like this where it's all PPR, I'd rather have a guy like Keenan Allen a few weeks ago catch 10 balls for 130 yards than have Mike Wallace catch 3 for 35 and a touchdown.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, you got to work out. There's positives and negatives about everybody, but Mike Wallace scoring a touchdown virtually every week and only giving you 13 points a week,
not cutting it.
It doesn't add up.
No. Eddie Royale is another one. Eddie Royal, I always call him Royale. Eddie Royal, $5,500 versus the Raiders. We really can't stress this enough, guys. Eddie Royal is fool's gold, okay? Every year, he starts off hot in September. I think last year he had 5 touchdowns in 3 games. And then in October, he just falls off a cliff. So we're in the month of October. He started off hot again, 4 touchdowns in 2 games in September. We're in the month of October. Eddie Royal just tends to disappear. James Jones, $5,100 versus the Chargers. I can't explain why he's that expensive. But those are your overpriced wide receivers. I want to get to the best buy tight ends, overpriced tight ends. Then we'll hop into some of your phone calls, some of your emails. Let's start off with Best Buy. Start positive. Best Buy tight ends. I mentioned them before. Julius Thomas, $6,700 versus the Jets. We saw Antonio Gates score not once, but twice against the New York Jets last weekend. Julius Thomas is averaging 2 touchdowns per week. You add it together, and you know JT is going to have a big game against Gang Green. Delanie Walker, $5,300 versus the Jaguars. Jacksonville's given up the second most points to opposing tight ends. Walker is averaging about 15 points per week. Doesn't matter if Jake Locker or Charlie Whitehurst is under center. I like Delanie Walker. My absolute steal, though, is Owen Daniels. $4,300 versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like the Jacksonville Jaguars, like the New York Jets, Tampa Bay is getting lit up by opposing tight ends. They're giving up the fourth most points to this position. And Daniels is consistently getting about 5 to 7 catches for 50 to 70 yards. And I think he gets into the end zone. He hasn't scored in 3 games, but I think he scores against the Bucs in week 6. Big risk, small price. Pat fans are going to like this one. Tim Wright, $3,000 versus the Buffalo Bills. All right, so the Patriots offense woke up in a big way in week 5. Tim Wright was a big factor in that equation, scoring on 1 touchdown, caught 5 passes, went for 85 yards. Now he's a risk because he was only on the field for 19 plays. But that's a pretty good stat line for the limited action that he saw.
Yeah, I mean, in a format like you're getting on DraftKings, 5 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown, that's 19 points. That's basically 1 point per play he was on the field.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I mean, if production gets any better than that, I don't know, but it's not going to. 1 point per snap, you're on the field. Love it. Tim Wright, big risk, small reward, or the opposite of what I just said. Either way, Tim Wright for $3,000 is value.
Big risk, small price for sure. He's only $3,000. Cheapest player in DraftKings this week. Overpriced tight ends, I only have 2 of them. Antonio Gates, $6,100 versus the Raiders. He's kind of like Eddie Royal. You know, he'll have a multi-touchdown game, and then he just goes into hiding for a few weeks, and then it's time for another multi-TD game. He pops up out of his shell, and then he goes back into hiding. Well, he had a multi-TD game last week, two touchdowns against the Jets. This week, I think he goes back into hiding, which is a shame because he's playing against the Raiders. And then Niles Paul. I only have two of them here. Niles Paul is my second overpriced tight end. $4,800 versus the Cardinals. The matchup is terrific. But I think Jordan Reed's back in action, and if that's the case, it's going to be a rotation at tight end. Niles Paul won't get enough targets. $4,800, too rich for my blood there.
Yeah, I don't like him either. And like you said about Antonio Gates, after he scored 35 points against the Seattle Seahawks in Week 2, next 2 weeks combined, 38 yards, 4 receptions, no touchdowns. That's less than 8 fantasy points.
All right, so that is your best buy and overpriced players for Week 6. Again, we're giving out a free entry, not just to one or two people, to everybody. Free entry into the Millionaire Maker Contest with $1 million up for grabs for first place, $2.2 million in cash prizes. All you have to do is go to ffchamps.com/million. We have the article up on the website. You get the free membership to FF Champs. You also get our weekly rankings, and you get our expert advice tokens rest of the way, all the cool stuff that we do at FF Champs each and every week. And it's really one of the reasons why we are so successful with reoccurring membership, because no one wants to leave because they're so successful dominating in daily fantasy and dominating in their redraft leagues. Anthony, what do you say we take a quick break? When we come back, I want to hit the phone lines. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to get some emails as well. webradio@patriots.com. That's all coming up next, right here on the Fantasy Football Champs.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Amendola starts in motion left to right. He joins Edelman there. Brady drops back. He's looking left. He rolls right. He looks across the middle. He throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown for the Patriots.
Who's back? Big boy. My gosh. Talk about a catch radius.
Nope. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright here, Anthony Grace joining us as always, and Kevin Collins keeping us on air. Gentlemen, you know, we focus so much on individual players and what players are going to perform well, but it really comes back to the matchups. It's all about the matchups. If you have a guy like DeMarco Murray, might be the best running back in the NFL, but if his matchup isn't good against the Seattle Seahawks, well, then, you know, we downgrade him a little bit. I don't have him as my number one ranked running back this week. So I think it is important that we do kind of just go through all the matchups this weekend. We can start off with the Thursday night game. We don't have to make a prediction, but Anthony, I'm going to spit them out to you, and you can either say nightmare, fantasy dream, or, you know, a mediocre matchup somewhere in the middle of the road. Because I think based on the fantasy performers in each game, and the defense for those teams, you know, it's a good little insight into the action for week six. So Indianapolis versus the Texans. Obviously, you have Andrew Luck going up against a guy like J.J. Watt. Texans don't have as many weapons as the Colts, but you do have a guy like Arian Foster, DeAndre Hopkins, Andre Johnson. But the Colts should still have no problem scoring in this one.
No, the Colts are going to score points every single week, no matter who they're playing. I mean, Andrew Luck, it doesn't have the best matchup this week. One of those middle-of-the-road kind of matchups, you're not taking him out of your lineup. I mean, it's Andrew Luck. He's on pace to be the best quarterback in fantasy this year, so you can't sit him, obviously. And Arian Foster, he started coming to his own last week, starting to look like the guy that we were drafting, that we wanted to see, yeah, that was playing the last couple of years. And the Colts defense, same thing, kind of a middle-of-the-road matchup. But they're giving up almost 21 points a game to opposing running backs. So as long as Arian Foster doesn't get hurt and knock himself out of this game, I could see him having another big game with over 100 yards and a touchdown, maybe two.
All right, New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. It's Tom Brady versus Kyle Orton. It's C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson, Shane Vereen, and Stephen Ridley. It's Gronk, Julian Edelman. And on the other side, it's really just Sammy Watkins. So the Patriots certainly have more weapons. Neither team excels in terms of defense, although the Pats have been shutting down opposing wide receivers. That's probably bad news if you're a Sammy Watkins owner.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins, I'm not a fan of him this week. Like you said, New England Patriots, one of the best teams against wide receivers. And take away A.J. Green and Mohamed Sanu last week scoring touchdowns. They've only given up one touchdown all season to opposing wide receivers. And, you know, Cincinnati was down the entire game, so they didn't have a choice to throw the ball. Buffalo always plays New England tough.
That's true.
So it's not going to be one of these games where New England's up 35-6 and they're going to be throwing the ball to Sammy Watkins. So, you know, he's going to get looks. He's going to get balls thrown at him. Maybe he does something great and he just has a stellar game. I just can't see big things for Sammy Watkins this week. Both sets of running backs on either side of the ball, I can see both those guys doing decent. The Buffalo running backs I like a little bit more than the New England Patriot running backs this weekend. But like we said at the top of the show, Tom Brady looked great last week, starting to come into his own, and he's one of those guys that once he gets in a roll, he's going to keep it going. So if he can put up decent numbers against Buffalo again this week, he's going to be a fantasy-relevant quarterback once again for the rest of the season.
Carolina versus Cincinnati Bengals. You got Cam Newton, Greg Olsen, Kelvin Benjamin. You can totally ignore the running back position for Carolina. Cincinnati Bengals, hey, A.J. Green's getting foot-toe treatment. We don't expect him to be in action. We're going to downgrade Andy Dalton a little bit, but we do expect a good game from Giovanni Bernard and the rookie Jeremy Hill. Of course, Mo Sanu as well. Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, AFC North matchup. You got Big Ben. You got Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown. Those three players for the Steelers have been playing at a very, very high level. Brown and Bell, two of the best players at their position. Cleveland Browns, Jordan Cameron's back, I guess. You're probably rolling with him at tight end. Ben Tate, decent enough for a running back, too. How about the Green Bay Packers versus Miami Dolphin game? I feel like it's been a while since we saw the Packers. We saw them light up the scoreboard against the Minnesota Vikings, but that was a game where Aaron Rodgers only had 150 yards. He had three touchdowns, one to Devontae Adams, the rookie, one to Jordy Nelson, one to Randall Cobb, but that was really a ground-and-pound type game because they jumped out to an earlier lead, and Eddie Lacy really took over.
Yeah, outside of Eddie Lacy, the last time we saw the Packers last Thursday night, you didn't really get much from them. And they put up decent fantasy points. But like you said, Aaron Rodgers, not an Aaron Rodgers-type game that we're used to seeing as far as his stat line. Jordy Nelson had that one catch for that long touchdown. That's all he did. And, you know, Eddie Lacy basically took over that game. And I could potentially see that again. If Eddie Lacy gets going, they're going to feed him the ball. So Eddie Lacy, he's the guy I'm watching this weekend in this matchup.
Now, for the Dolphins' backfield, Knowshon Moreno possibly back in action for Week 6. Not sure if that's official yet, but he has been practicing, so that's good news if you were holding on to Moreno owner. That being said, it's bad news if you have Lamar Miller, because with Moreno back, that means a timeshare in the Dolphins' backfield.
Yeah, they're going to timeshare once he comes back and gets fully healthy, but even this week, I'm not scared of Knowshon Moreno doing much damage to Lamar Miller's playing time. Lamar Miller's going to be the starter this week, no matter what. And even if Knowshon Moreno does come back, they got to work him in slowly. They're not going to just throw him out there and say, all right, look, get back to it. He had a great game one, and then he got hurt. So we still don't know what we're going to get out of Knowshon Moreno for this year. So if you have Lamar Miller, I'm starting him with confidence, even if Knowshon comes back. But we don't know. I mean, you hear anywhere from he could play this week to he may not be back till week 10. It's such a wide, wide variety of time.
Moving over to another matchup, the Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings. NFC North battle, no Calvin Johnson, very unfortunate. Cordarrelle Patterson has been very disappointing. Teddy Bridgewater is back in action for the Vikings, so I'm excited to watch him play. Matt Asiata, Jerick McKinnon in the backfield for the Vikings. I'm expecting a big day for Joique Bell. Top 12, top 10 type numbers if Reggie Bush is not in action. Anthony and I both have a good feeling for Eric Ebron, the rookie tight end for the Lions, if Calvin Johnson's a no-go. Denver Broncos versus the Jets. I think we focused on this matchup quite a bit in our Best Buy overpriced segment. We're all in on the Broncos, shying away from the Jets unless it's Chris Ivory. Baltimore Ravens versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This game really doesn't do a whole lot for me, Ant. I don't have any Ravens on my teams. I guess Justin Forsett and Steve Smith are really the only two that you're probably using at this point. Maybe Owen Daniels, but for the Bucs, it's Vincent Jackson and it's Doug Martin teetering on that flex territory.
Yeah, Justin Forsett is the one guy outside of Steve Smith on the Ravens that I like this week. He's got a nice matchup, Tampa Bay. Not very good at stopping running backs. They give up 7 total touchdowns already this year, almost 750 total yards through the air and on the ground. Justin Forsett, he's playing solid. I mean, he's putting up solid numbers every week since he became the starter with Ray Rice and then Bernard Pierce going out a few weeks ago. So I like Justin Forsett, and like you said, Owen Daniels, another guy. He's got to get in the end zone again soon. It could be this week very well.
All right, so that brings us to the halfway point for the matchups for this week. We'll get into the second half of, these matchups, the 4 o'clock games and the Sunday night games, in just a little bit. But I do want to dive into the emails and take a couple phone calls. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. You can always email us, webradio@patriots.com. Jump back into the emails for now. I believe we answered Neil in Pennsylvania. We have James. Jim is up next. He said he took Brandon Oliver off waivers. He's feeling down on Malcolm Floyd. Crazy to go with Brandon Oliver in his flex. It's a half-point PPR.
I have no problem with it. I mean, even though you're getting a half a point per reception for Michael Floyd, if Carson Palmer comes back, Michael Floyd's value obviously goes up a little bit. Redskins not good at stopping wide receivers. But Brandon Oliver is the only guy that San Diego has. I mean, he's going to be on the field virtually the entire game when they're on offense, going to get his touches. I have no problem playing Brandon Oliver over Michael Floyd this week in a flex position.
I'm down with that, too. I think that's not a bad move, especially with Brandon Oliver showing what he did against a good New York Jets defense comparing to the Oakland Raiders defense, who is not very good. So I do like Brandon Oliver. Give him a shot this week. I mean, you picked him up for a reason. This is probably the only chance you have where he's going to be in the backfield by himself, because sooner or later, Donald Brown is coming back. Ryan Matthews is coming back. This is the opportunity to use Brandon Oliver as the only guy in the only guy in the Chargers backfield. He also asks, are any of these guys droppable for Wes Welker? Shane Vereen, Michael Floyd, Sammy Watkins, Darren Sproles. What do you think of Wes Welker? He's a guy we haven't really talked about this year. In a full point PPR, he used to be dominant. Consistently, 115 catches, consistently 1,500 yards. But that was really when he was with the Patriots. He had a good year by no means, don't get me wrong. He had a good year with the Broncos last year. But I feel like he's struggling a little bit in 2014.
Yeah, he missed that time. He's got to come back. He's got to get reacclimated, but look, Emmanuel Sanders is a huge upgrade over Eric Decker.
That's true.
Eric Decker, look, he was great with the Broncos. He looks okay with the Jets, even with a bum like Geno Smith at quarterback. But Emmanuel Sanders is obviously a huge upgrade, and he's going to take a lot of looks away from Wes Welker. Julius Thomas looks even more dominant this year than he did last year. Like you said, 2 touchdowns per game right now. Wes Welker is the 4th option on that passing offense in Denver.
Moving on to next email, it's a who to start. It's from Leon, short and sweet. Should I start Dwayne Allen or hope Jordan Reed starts? I don't think you can risk that.
You got to put Dwayne Allen in there if you got him.
I think so, too. I wouldn't risk Jordan Reed. If I knew he was playing for sure, I might say otherwise. But Dwayne Allen, I mean, it's not like you're considering Jermaine Gresham here. It's Dwayne Allen who's scored in 4 or 5 games this year. I think you're fine rolling with Dwayne Allen on Thursday night.
Agreed.
Leon also asked, Eli or Foles over Stafford this week?
I would go with Eli Manning right now.
Okay, Eli, good matchup against the Eagles. We saw what Austin Davis do.
Yeah, you got a hot hand. Yeah, Austin Davis put up 375 and a bunch of touchdowns. So yeah. Eli Manning looking like he's playing a lot better this year. I like Eli Manning against the Philadelphia Eagles.
More of your emails, webradio@patriots.com. Get into some phone calls now, 855-728-7500. We're going to go to Nick in Boston to the 12-team Standard League. Hello, Nick.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great, man. What do you got for us today?
2 matchup questions. So, first of all, should I sit Michael Floyd for Justin Hunter?
We saw Justin Hunter have the big game in week 5. Michael Floyd, relatively quiet, but with the news that Carson Palmer is expected to play in week 6 here as the Cardinals are taking on the Redskins, I think that matchup's too good for Floyd. I don't think you can pass him up.
Yeah, I mean, we only saw 1 decent game out of Justin Hunter really this year in the regular season. It's not I can't trust him yet. I'm putting in Michael Floyd.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And Austin Davis or Cam Newton?
I'm not playing Austin Davis on Monday night against the Niners. Why would you think that's a good matchup?
Well, I mean, I'm not too confident in Cam Newton either, really. I mean, he's not had any outstanding games, and Austin Davis is coming off a pretty good performance. I know it was the Eagles' defense, but, you know.
Here's what the Niners have given up to opposing quarterbacks this year. Ready for this? 175 yards and one touchdown to the Chiefs. 195 yards and zero touchdowns to the Eagles. They got blown out by the Cardinals, 244 yards and two touchdowns. And Jay Cutler had 176 yards against the Bears. Tony Romo, 281 yards, one touchdown. The Niners' defense is very good. You can't compare what Austin Davis did against the Eagles to what Austin Davis can do against the 49ers. Now you take a look at a guy like Cam Newton, who we know is a proven quarterback in the league, not like Austin Davis. Maybe last week was a fluke. I don't think it is, but a guy like Cam Newton, who's averaging 17 fantasy points a week, maybe he gets a rushing touchdown this week because all their running backs are banged up. You know he's going to go for at least 250 and two. You throw in a rushing touchdown, maybe another 40, 50 yards rushing, and you're having yourself a day there.
Yeah, I guess I'm hoping for a Russell Wilson-like rushing performance out of him this weekend then.
Out of who, Cam?
Out of Cam, yeah.
I think Cam's ceiling is much higher than Austin Davis, and I think his floor is much higher than Austin Davis, too.
Yeah, Austin Davis just had a great matchup last week against the Eagles. I mean, that made him look so much better than he might be. Look, he's playing good this year, but he's a third-string quarterback for a reason on any other team.
Yeah, I mean, he's had back-to-back weeks of three touchdowns, but he played against two teams in the NFC East. Now he's playing against the NFC West. It's a different ballgame.
The NFC East is all about offense, and the NFC West is all about defense.
Let's go to our friend Harley in North Carolina, 10-team Standard League. Hello, Harley.
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's going good, man. Do you get, like, rev-up-the-engine jokes all the time because your name's Harley?
I tell all the girls they can jump on a Harley and go for a ride.
Holla! I like that one.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you got for us today?
I want to talk to you about a transaction I made last week.
Okay.
All right, so Saturday, Tom Brady was dropped in my league by a player. And I picked him up. I already had Philip Rivers and Flacco. So I picked him up with the intention to, like, hopefully his stats will go up and I can get a trade out of him. I was able to trade him for Andre Johnson.
Just nice. Like,
you think it's a good move? Or?
Well, you already made the move. So my opinion on the matter is worthless at this point. You have Andre Johnson now. What's your wide receiver situation like that you went and got Andre?
All right, well, here's the reason I call it. I kind of created a problem for myself now. Now I don't know who to start. I got Alshon Jeffrey, Mike Wallace, Golden Tate, Vincent Jackson, and Andre Johnson. And I need to start two of them, and I need a flex, too. I've been starting Zach Stacy at my flex, but he hasn't been doing much.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
I would go Andre Johnson this week over a guy like Zach Stacy.
All right. And do you think I should start Jeffries, Wallace, or Golden Tate?
Absolutely go with Alshon Jeffrey. I love that matchup, Falcons-Bears.
All right, and then Golden Tate, too?
Yeah, I would go right hand Golden Tate without Calvin Johnson.
They got to throw the ball to somebody. So, Golden Tate's putting up almost 20 points a game, at PPR leagues. But if you're in a standard league, he's still putting up 14 or so points a game for you. I like that production.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
No problem, Harley. Get her done. I like his little line there. He tells the girls, you want to hop on a Harley and go for a ride. That's creative. But maybe he's trying. I wonder if it works, though.
Sometimes it has to. If he keeps using it, he wouldn't be using it all the time if it doesn't work.
It just screams restraining order to me.
It does, but I love it.
Back to the emails. Who's up next? Kevin or Kayvon? Kevin from Maryland. Hey, guys, I'm in a PPR league. Return yards and TDs count. Needs two wide receivers, two running backs, a quarterback, a defense, and a flex. He needs his entire roster set.
A whole lineup. All right.
Whole lineup here.
Let's do this.
Running backs, two of them. Anthony, Shane Vereen, Ellington, Doug Martin, Alfred Morris, Ahmad Bradshaw.
Andre Ellington and Ahmad Bradshaw.
PPR format, you're putting in Bradshaw over Vereen over Alfred Morris? I'm down for that cause.
Yeah, I mean, Andre has the best matchup right there. Alfred Morris, I like him a lot. It's just that matchup is so tough. He's got a lot of options that he can use around Alfred Morris, which I like. And Ahmad Bradshaw's been playing very well this year, and he catches balls out of the backfield. I like him.
All right, well, keep Vereen and Morris in mind for the flex, because wide receivers, he needs two of them, but clear-cut starters are Demaryius Thomas, one. He has A.J. Green listed, but I got to be honest with you, I don't think A.J.'s playing this weekend.
Yeah, take so A.J. out.
Let's find him another receiver out of Cordarrelle Patterson, Eddie Royal, Roddy White, or Michael Floyd. Full-point PPR league.
Roddy White. I love Roddy White. That same matchup we've been talking about, Roddy White's going to put up points.
Now for a flex, Vereen, Morris, or Michael Floyd? I'm ruling out Patterson and Royal.
Yeah.
Green, Morris, Floyd.
Between those three, I'm going to take my chances on Alfred Morris right there. Michael Floyd's close, but Shane Vereen only showed me something one week, and that was last week.
True.
So same thing. I'm not going to put him in until I see more consistency. Alfred Morris, for the most part, has been consistent, other than running up against Seattle last week.
Yep.
He's going to play like an angry man because he's going to want to prove that he's better than that, and he is. So in my flex in that situation, I'm going Alfred Morris.
All right. Now for his quarterback, Philip Rivers or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson? I don't know how you sit Russell Wilson right now. He's been playing great. Last week he put up over 100 rushing yards. He could do that any week if he really wants to. He's that kind of quarterback. If not, he can throw for 250 yards and three touchdowns.
I think this one's close. I'm going to go with Philip Rivers, though, against the Raiders.
It really is. It's a coin flip between these two quarterbacks.
And now for his defense, the Patriots against the Bills or the Chargers against the Raiders? Bills have been, you know what, the thing that I like about the Patriots defense, they've been getting it done on special teams. Last week we saw, who was it, Brandon Bolden cause a fumble, and I think it was Kyle Arrington picked it up for the scoop and score. So I like teams that don't just rely on getting sacks, don't just rely on interceptions. I like teams that get it done on special teams, and that's what the Pats have been doing. So I'm going to go with Patriots there.
Yeah, the Patriots-Buffalo matchup is one that I can see being more of a low-scoring, grinded-out kind of game. I mean, the Chargers-Oakland, odds are they're going to be putting up a lot of points, especially the Chargers. But you never know. I mean, Oakland, they can put up points, too, if it comes down to it. If they're down by a lot of points, they're going to be throwing the ball all day. So I'd rather put in the Patriots. And like you said, their special teams, their ability to just get the ball into the end zone, I like the Patriots as well.
Earlier in the show, we mentioned that there is $1 million up for grabs when you go to ffchamps.com/million. You get free ticket to the Millionaire Maker Contest. We didn't know how much it would be in other currencies, other foreign currencies. Our good friend Dan M. chimes in, and he says $1 million, 13.4, I'll read the whole thing, 13,407,850 pesos. Yeah, I wonder if that's a good marketing push for DraftKings. Maybe they should just change everything to pesos, because $1 million doesn't sound as good as 13 million pesos.
It really doesn't.
No.
But I guess if you could do the math, it really just doesn't matter at that point. That'll buy a lot of Coronas and a lot of tacos.
Yes, it sure would. I'm just a game under 500 in spite of Stafford, Calvin Johnson, and Jordan Cameron. Would you consider trading one or all of them to give me an upgrade at running back or tight end? It's a touchdown-only league.
Okay.
So he needs Stafford to put the ball into the end zone. He can pick up Carson Palmer or pick up Austin Davis. And also he needs us to set up his lineup here a little bit. I'm not trading Calvin Johnson.
No.
I'm not trading away Stafford either.
No.
Jordan Cameron, it depends. You know, I mean.
Cameron's expendable.
What are you going to get from him, though? You're not going to get anything from Jordan Cameron.
No, unless someone gives you something decent, but it's going to be tough to get something. He is expendable, so if you can get something decent, a guy that you think might be able to get in the end zone, you know, every once in a while, sure, take a chance, but if not, whatever, it's, you know, you got to live with Jordan Cameron.
He needs a wide receiver two in his flex. I don't understand why he needs a wide receiver. Oh, it's a scoring-only league. Now I get it.
Touchdown.
I was just about to say, he has Emmanuel Sanders on his bench. Why does he need a wide receiver two? He's got a wide receiver two right there. And then I remembered that despite being in the top three in receptions, despite being in the top three in yards, Emmanuel Sanders has not scored a touchdown this year. So for our guy Dan M., He is worthless. All those receptions, all those yardage, that doesn't mean squat if he's not getting into the end zone. It goes back to rule number one, commandment number one, know your scoring system. So, Dan, kudos to you for at least realizing that Emmanuel Sanders is in a must start in this format because he's not getting into the end zone, and that's a shame. Does he get into the end zone against the New York Jets is the question, or should he roll with a guy like Mike Wallace, who we know has scored in three of his first four games?
I'd rather take a chance on Emmanuel Sanders this week. He's such a great player, and he's bringing such great energy to that Denver offense. He's got to score eventually, right? Why not this week against the Jets, who just suck against wide receivers and quarterbacks?
Yeah, I would go with him. I would go with Emmanuel Sanders.
I definitely would
take a shot with the better offense. His flex, Mike Wallace, Pierre Thomas on a bye. Mike Wallace, Shane Vereen, Fred Jackson. Who's getting to the end zone?
Fred Jackson is the first guy I'm thinking of. I mean,
yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, Mike Wallace, like you said, he gets in the end zone, but I'm just not 100% on him. Fred Jackson, I'd rather take the chance on. He gets a lot more touches and a lot more looks. Better chance to get in the end zone.
Here's a quick and easy question from our friend James. Hey, guys, quick and simple, start Tony Romo or pick up Ryan Tannehill, Brian Hoyer, Kirk Cousins, Charlie Whitehurst?
Kirk Cousins.
Ooh. Kirk Cousins against the Falcons, against the Cardinals. All right, I'm down with that.
Yeah, I mean, again, like you said earlier, Tony Romo, he can put up 22, 23 points this week against the Seattle Seahawks. It's a matchup that shouldn't necessarily scare you away. But like you said, Peyton put up 22 a few weeks ago, but Aaron Rodgers only put up 13 in Seattle. So it could go either way. I think Kirk Cousins has a better chance to be able to put up over 20 points this week.
Next email is from Joey G. I always love your show. I've been an FF Chance member for years. Thank you. We appreciate that, Joey, for sure. Non-PPR flex options here. Calvin Benjamin, Jeremy Hill, Kevin Benjamin, or Eric Decker?
I like Jeremy Hill this weekend. They got a nice matchup. Giovanni Bernard's going to get his touches, but Jeremy Hill's getting touches every single week, too, and he's got the ability to get in the end zone.
I'm going to go with Calvin Benjamin here.
Again, another toss-up on this one.
Yeah, I think that one's a little too close. I think Benjamin really is one of two options for Cam Newton to throw to.
Yeah.
It's Greg Olsen, it's Calvin Benjamin. That's
yeah, and either one of these guys, Hill or Benjamin, can get in the end zone at any time.
Yep. For defense, he has the Baltimore Ravens against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he's wondering if he should pick up Arizona, Giants, Packers, or Washington instead.
I'm okay with keeping the Baltimore defense. I mean, Tampa Bay's offense isn't anything stellar. Mike Glennon could turn the ball over. He only has one real target to throw to since Mike Evans is still hurt. I'm okay with Baltimore's defense being your starter this week.
Eric Decker, would you drop Decker for Devontae Adams, Odell Beckham, or Mike Evans?
I would definitely drop him for Odell Beckham.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
What do you say we take a quick break? We got more emails to get to, more phone calls, and then our primetime pick'em, which is becoming a tradition here on the Thursday Fantasy Football show, plus more of your start and sit questions for Week 6. That's all coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go. All right, welcome back to Week 6 Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. Jumping right back into the emails, Anthony, because I know a lot of people have some start and sit lineup questions for us. We want to try to help everyone get that winning lineup in. So we're going to go to, who's the first email here? Dan? I believe Dan is the next email I have. You got that one?
I got, yeah, let's go.
All right, Dan, he says, good day, Bob, Tony, and Kevin. No idea who those people are. They're not on this show. 14-team league. Oh, he's saying Tony is in Anthony.
There is no Bob, though. So.
There is no Bob. Yeah, I don't know. But my nickname used to be Bob, but it was an acronym for something, and I'm not going to get into what. 14-team quarterback, Drew Brees is on a bye. Brian Hoyer or Blake Bortles?
Wow. Blake Bortles, I guess. I mean, yeah, I guess Tennessee's a little bit softer on the back end of the defense.
Yeah.
Bortles.
He has Mohamed Sanu, which I'm fine with. Would you pick up Lewis Murphy, Philly Brown, Brandon LaFell over Mohamed Sanu?
No.
10-team league, Stafford, Ben Roethlisberger is his backup. Would you go with Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith, Eli Manning, or Brian Hoyer over Ben Roethlisberger?
No, Ben Roethlisberger's playing too well this year.
Okay, he has Cordarrelle Patterson. Would you drop Patterson for Stephen Ridley? His other running backs are LeSean McCoy, Justin Forsett, and Rashad Jennings, so he can use a running back probably.
Yeah, Jennings being hurt. I have no problem doing that. Patterson's not doing anything.
Would you drop CPAT and Kelvin Benjamin for Mohamed Sanu, Andre Roberts, Malcolm Floyd, Devin Hester, Brandon LaFell, Justin Hunter? I'd do it for Sanu. I drop Patterson for Sanu.
He's the only one, Sanu, in that list.
Next email is from Butters. Hey, fellas, all of it PPR, Andy Dalton or Colin Kaepernick?
Andy Dalton.
All right. Clay Harbor or Colby Fleener?
Clay Harbor.
You like Fleener the rest of the way, though?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's another one. It's a toss-up. At least Clay Harbor's getting all the touches. Colby Fleener's got Dwayne Allen to deal with, so... you know, I will go Clay Harbor just because he's the number one right now.
Okay, makes sense. Pick one running back, one flex for this week. Forsett, Droyke Bell, CJ Noke, DeAndre Hopkins. One running back is Droyke Bell.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bell and Forsett.
There you go. I like that, too. Unfortunately, you're not starting DeAndre Hopkins, even though we do like him a little bit. Big shooter in the house. Good afternoon, guys. Stacey Keebler versus the 49ers. CJ Spiller versus the Patriots.
I guess you had to go to Spiller. We don't know about Stacey 100% right now.
Eli Manning, both good matchups here. Eli Manning or Jay Cutler?
We love the Falcons-Chicago Bears matchup. Yeah. Got to go with Jay.
I'm with you there. Who to start from Gary? Gary G. What wide receiver should I go with? DeAndre Hopkins, Kelvin Benjamin, Trent Williams. Who the heck is Trent Williams? The left tackle for the Redskins? Do I not know
He's not going to catch many passes.
Don't play him.
Maybe he probably means Terrence Williams.
Oh, Terrence Williams. You're so smart. Mohamed Sanu, Eddie Royal, Standard League. He needs two of these guys and a flex. For the flex, I can also put an Ivory if you think he is a better choice. All right, so let's start with the two wide receivers here. DeAndre Hopkins. I'm assuming it's Kelvin Benjamin and not the Benjamin from the Browns.
Travis. Yeah.
Travis. I'm assuming it's Terrence Williams and not the Redskins left tackle. And Mohamed Sanu, Eddie Royal, we know who they are. So two wide receivers, Hopkins, Williams, Benjamin, Sanu. Let's cross out Royal already.
Yeah, I'm not playing Royal. I mean, I like DeAndre Hopkins and Kelvin Benjamin.
I like DeAndre Hopkins and Sanu.
Yeah, Sanu's going to be the number one with no A.J. Green, so definitely a good play as well.
Yeah, I just feel like with the A.J. Green news, who are they going to pass the ball to?
Outside of Gio Bernard, they have no one else besides him and Sanu.
And you know what's a shame? Marvin Jones not back this week.
I know. That would make life a lot nicer for Cincinnati. But you know what? Mohamed Sanu is going to get the looks. He's like the Golden Tate of Cincinnati this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. And then for his flex, do you go with any of those wide receivers over Chris Ivory? Or do you like Chris Ivory?
In a standard scoring league, yeah, I'm going to keep Chris Ivory in there.
All right. Next email is from, who is it from? It's from Rusty, our boy Russell.
Russell.
I don't know why I emailed and not called. Oh, well. The downfall of Rashad Jennings and my ineptitude to not have his handcuff has left me in a bind. Assuming Joik is okay, here are my other options. Matt Asiata, Storm Johnson. Does he dare roll the dice with Storm Johnson? With Asiata facing a shutdown Lions defense. I think Droyke Bell's going to be fine.
Yeah, Droyke's okay.
So you're going with Matt Asiata or Storm Johnson?
I think you have to go with Asiata because we've never seen anything out of Storm Johnson yet.
No, you're right.
So, I mean, Matt Asiata at least has played a couple games.
Yeah. Russell, you should have handcuffed your stud. Sorry, pal. Next email is from our friend Todd in Jacksonville. Need help setting my starting lineup yet again. It's a one-point PPR league. One running back, one wide receiver, one flex. Andre Williams, Darren Sproles, Droyke Bell, Golden Tate, Randall Cobb, or Brian Quick.
Wow. Man, I like his options, that's for sure.
Andre Williams or Sproles, Droyke Bell for running back. We're going with Droyke.
Yeah, Droyke didn't get most of the touches, so I got to stick with Droyke.
Cobb, Tate, or Quick at wide receiver?
Randall Cobb.
I'm with you there. Flex, Sproles, Andre Williams, Tate, or Quick?
I'm going to go with Andre Williams here. Same situation. Ooh, he's going to get all the touches with Rashad Jennings out.
All right, his last question. My running backs are Le'Veon Bell, Darren Sproles, Monte Ball, Droik Bell, Andre Williams. My receivers are Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb, Golden Tate, Brian Quick, Brandon Cooks, and Josh Gordon. Should I trade? Oh, wow. So his wide receivers and his running backs are pretty good. Should he trade Randall Cobb for Lacy? The guy with Lacy also has DeMarco Murray, and his best receiver is Kelvin Benjamin, and it quickly falls off after him. So with a wide receiver core of Demaryius Thomas, Golden Tate, With a wide receiving core of Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb, Golden Tate, Brian Quick, and Brandon Cooks, with Josh Gordon on the bench until the play-in fantasy playoffs, are you okay with dishing off Randall Cobb for a guy like Eddie Lacy?
Yes, definitely. No questions asked.
I mean, he has plenty of wide receivers to fill in, even if he gets rid of Cobb.
Yeah, you got two surefire starters in Thomas and Tate right now. Quick's working his way up the ladder to be an every-week starter, and once Josh Gordon comes back, you got another stud. Why not get Eddie Lacy and pair him with Le'Veon Bell? That would be an awesome running back tandem.
One more question here from the big shooter. Pierre Garçon or Michael Floyd?
If Pierre Garçon can't do it this week, I'm giving up on him for the year.
I'm with you. I think he's gonna have a good week, especially with the back and forth with Richard Sherman in the press all week, and I think he's gonna be a little bit pumped up. Our friend Jag chimes in on the email, offered Kari Robinson, Keenan Allen, Steve Smith in exchange for Shane Vereen, Julio Jones, and Colby Fleener. Wow. So he's giving up Allen and Smith for Julio Jones. Kari Robinson and Shane Vereen, that's a wash to me. Keenan Allen and Steve Smith for Julio Jones.
Man, I mean, Julio Jones is a stud, but Steve Smith is playing just like a stud again now, so I wouldn't do it. You got too much depth. You're losing two guys for one. I wouldn't do it.
Jag needs to stop sending emails from his iPhone because this autocorrect is just killing. Wait, how about for Odell Beckham? It's Odell Beacon. That autocorrect, Jag, you got to be careful with that autocorrect. We should start calling Odell Beckham from now on Odell Beacon.
Odell Beacon.
Because that is a great name. Odell Beacon. Odell right. Space B space Con. K-H-A-N. Odell Beacon. That is terrific.
The Wrath of Con.
The Wrath of Con. Richard in Louisiana, guys need two at each position, please. Running backs, Brandon Oliver, Doug Martin, Lamar Miller, C.J. Spiller.
Brandon Oliver and Lamar Miller.
I'm with you there. Wide receivers, Dez Bryant, Keenan Allen, Michael Floyd, and Jordan Matthews.
Gotta go Dez and Keenan Allen right there.
Yeah, that was an easy one. I forgot to add 16. Yeah, okay. That's great. Jeremy Hill, our friend Nathan, anyway, I should remove Vereen from my flex and play Jeremy Hill.
I have no problem with that this week. I really don't. Jeremy Hill's got a nicer matchup.
Yeah, I'm on the Jeremy Hill bandwagon this week.
He's been looking good the last couple of weeks. I mean, didn't do much last week against the Patriots, but before that, he put up double digits in, two or three straight games. So I'm okay with Jeremy Hill being in there.
We have Vereen ranked 25 and Hill ranked 26, but they get the same score. So you can't put a tie. You can't have them both be 25. So one of them has to go above the other. But, yeah, I'm all right with Jeremy Hill this week.
Definitely.
I'm pretty sure we got to all the questions, unless I'm missing one.
I'm clear in the email situation, so I think we're good to go.
Now, I know we want to do the pigskin pick'em.
Yes.
The primetime pick'em, whatever we're calling it.
We got to do that.
And I know our good friend Kevin Collins, our trusty producer, has some questions of his own to get to. What would you like to do first, Kev?
Let's get the fantasy done.
The what?
My fantasy questions.
Oh, okay.
It's one simple question, though.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. It involves a little bit of thought, but okay. It's a simple wide receiver question for a half-point PPR, pretty standard league.
Is this your undefeated team?
Yes, I'm 5-0.
All right, so you want to keep this train going.
Yeah, so I got six wide receivers on my roster for three spots, and only one of them is, in my mind, a no-brainer. So I'm going to play Antonio Brown no matter what.
Right.
So I really have five guys for two spots. Okay? The two guys that I've rode with so far this season have been Roddy White and Michael Crabtree, and they haven't really done a whole ton of, a heck of a lot.
No, they have not.
So it says something that I'm still 5-0 while I've started them every single week.
Yeah.
So I have Roddy White and Michael Crabtree in those two spots on my bench, who I'm, you know, who I could put in, are Terrence Williams, Andrew Hawkins, and Brian Quick.
Okay.
I was thinking about Quick.
You have those five players are all ranked in between 22 and 30 for me. So
okay.
It's a jumbled situation here. Let's remove Andrew Hawkins from the equation.
Okay.
Let's insert Brian Quick.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But do I insert him for Roddy or Crabtree?
Well, now you're dealing with Michael Crabtree.
Who hasn't Roddy been healthy White. Lately, I feel.
He'll be all right.
Okay.
Roddy White, Michael Crabtree, or Terrence Williams, correct?
Yes, for the last spot.
Anthony and I have been saying it all show. You got to get anyone you can in that Bears-Falcons matchup.
So stick with Roddy?
Yeah, I stick with Roddy.
So I'm going with Roddy White, and then Brian Quick will come into my lineup and replace Crabtree this week.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking, to give that a shot, and I'm, you know, because Quick has been, as much as, you know, I don't want to put anybody on the Rams really on my team. He's been very consistent.
Yep.
And in the format, when you look at the little position rank, you know, in terms of what he's done so far this season in terms of fantasy points, on the ESPN sheet that I'm looking at here, it says he's 15th.
Yeah.
In wide receivers.
Three touchdowns in the last two games.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And he's getting a lot of receptions each game, which in a half point PPR is going to come in handy.
He started out hot, 7-7 back-to-back weeks. Then he dipped a little bit. Two catches for 62 yards and a touch in week three against Dallas. They had the bye week and then came out like gangbusters in week five against the Eagles. Five catches, 87 yards and two touchdowns. Can't beat that. Phenomenal.
Yeah, so you pretty much that's pretty much along the lines that what I was thinking of. I just wanted to check in with you.
I think you'll be good with them. Anthony, you have any disagreement there?
That was my first thought, was Roddy White and Brian Quick, so we're good to go.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Primetime pick'em.
Yeah, let's go through the primetime games.
We have, as we're broadcasting live here on Patriots.com Radio, the Colts and the Texans kicking off in just a few hours. AFC South matchup. The last time these two teams played, you may remember my boy T.Y. Hilton going off in the second half, scoring three touchdowns for, I believe it was Andrew Luck's 12th or 13th come from behind victory. Very exciting game. I believe that was a primetime game as well. I don't know if it was Thursday, Monday, or Sunday night, but I do remember that game being a deciding factor in a lot of fantasy matchups. So it was one of those primetime games. What are your thoughts about tonight's game? What are you feeling? Colts or Texans here?
I'll let you go first, Ant.
I like the Houston Texans tonight. You know, every Thursday game this year has been decided by 20 points or more. It's always a blowout in one way. And out of the 5 weeks, four of those winners have been at home.
All right. Interesting facts to back you up. I'm going to go with the Colts. I think they're just too explosive for these Texans to keep up with. Their defense is actually surprisingly playing pretty good. Andrew Luck is just on fire. I'm going to stick with my guy, Luck. Look for my boy T.Y. to have a big game. I'm going to go with the Colts here.
Yeah, I think the Texans at home with that defense will be very competitive. I don't think we're going to have a blowout like we've had in all the other Thursday night games so far. But I don't think Houston's going to be able to score enough points to keep up with Indy. I'm going to go with the Colts.
That's the name of the game. All you need to do is score more points than your opponent, and that's how you win.
That's it.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, great analysis there. Sunday night matchup. I love how we have all division matchups in the primetime games this weekend. Sunday night, is that usually the case, or am I just totally ignorant and haven't noticed it?
It's not usually the case.
They try to do that, I feel like, especially on a Thursday night. But it's weird. They are all division matchups this weekend.
Right, like last week, Sunday, Pats and Bengals. Okay, so Sunday, Giants and Eagles, NFC East rivalry.
Love.
They call it the Battle of the Turnpike, right?
They do.
You would know, Bill. That's your neck of the woods.
That is my neck of the woods. And Anthony's neck of the woods.
There you go.
I-95.
So we have the Giants traveling to Philly, a place I would never go watch a game.
Ugh.
Giants versus the Eagles, boys. Who are we thinking?
I'll go first since Ant went first. I'm going to go with the home standing Eagles. I think they're a slight favorite. I just, the Giants have been playing well, a lot better than I think some people have anticipated. But I think the Eagles' offense can only be held down for so long. And at home in a primetime game against, I think, a pretty good defense, but not a great defense, I think they're going to get it going, and I don't think the Giants are going to be able to keep up.
Okay. Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the Eagles take this game as well. They've been playing very well. They're scoring a lot of points, and a lot of them are coming from the defense and the special teams. The offense has to start clicking eventually. They won 9 of the last 12 against the Giants. I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going to take the Giants in this one. For whatever reason, Eli Manning plays well in October, plays well in January. September, November, and December, that's another story. But since we're in the month of October here, I'm going to go with Eli Manning.
I like it this week. We're having different picks where we've had kind of the same.
Yeah, this is
and
good.
And Bill, you're in first place, right? Are you 5-1? Is that
5-1?
Is
Ant
keeping track of this?
Yeah. He is 5-1, and you and me are both 3-3,
so we got to make up some ground this weekend.
We have to.
If I was smart, I would just pick the same pick that you guys are doing. Yeah. But
well, you got to go with who you think is going to win.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You got to go with that.
It's
too early in the year to be trying to do that. I mean, there's a lot of games left to pick.
A lot of time. Yes, but I will be going with the Giants over the Eagles on Sunday night. And then for the Monday night game, St. Louis Rams, San Francisco 49ers, NFC West battle. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers in this one. Screw the home team.
Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of fight on this one, I don't think. I will take the 49ers as well.
I'm going to go with the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
I don't know. I mean, they always come down to a close game.
That's true.
It's always one of those low scoring,
I think it could be ugly.
Exactly. So if it's an ugly game, you never know what could happen. I'm going to take a chance and go with the St. Louis Rams at home. A
lot of parity in the primetime pick'em this week.
Well, Anthony, run through the picks real fast real again.
All right. So, Bill, you and Kev both have the Colts.
Okay.
Both have the 49ers.
Okay.
And you took the Giants while Kev took the Eagles.
All right.
And I went all home teams, Houston, Philadelphia, and the St. Louis Rams on Monday night.
All right. Okay.
A lot of parity. I like it. Spice things up a little bit here.
That's what we got to do. We got to make a little bit of a fun run here.
Yeah, I thought for sure we were going to go to San Francisco, all of us. But
I don't know.
I appreciate it.
Go with the Rams.
I appreciate it.
Take a chance.
Austin Davis.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's...
Over Cam Newton. Who was that? Who was that before asking us? He was, like, shocked that I said go with Cam over Austin Davis. He's like, really? I can't believe this.
Hey, Austin Davis is playing well, but, you know.
But the, I mean, he's been playing well, and we were talking a little bit about him earlier in the day on PFW in Progress about how he's not, now that he's kind of dipped his feet in the ocean a little bit, he's not this, you know, squeaky, clean guy who you've never seen anything from, you know?
Why the hell were you guys talking about Austin Davis on PFW?
We had to do our, they pick every game straight up and against the spread every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, and they give a little bit, each guy gives like a little 10, 15 second analysis on why they're picking what they're picking.
All right.
And I think one of the guys, one of the four, took the Rams and, you know, basically cited what Austin Davis has kind of been able to do and, you know, how he's been better than a lot of people think and how he's, you know, as each game and each week passes, he's getting more and more experience, like, in that system.
He has been playing well.
Yeah, I mean.
The point I was trying to make before was he's not playing against the Cowboys. No. He's not playing against the Eagles this weekend.
Niners. You know, I think a lot of us were either watching that game on Red Zone or just kind of watching, you know, keeping an eye on it. And the fact that he and the Rams just didn't roll over when they were down, like, what was it, like 34-7 or something ridiculous like that? You know, and they actually made it a pretty competitive game. And I think they closed within 34-28 and squashed the spread. You know, I think that opened a few people's eyeballs to, you know, not take your ball and go home when you're down that much on the road and actually try to fight back, you know?
That's true.
So.
Unfortunately, AJ Green, Calvin Johnson, still no word yet, but we do expect them to miss week 6. For all other injury news, check out ffchamps.com. We're giving away the free membership, ffchamps.com/million. Free membership to FF Champs, free entry into the Millionaire Maker Contest. What do you say, boys? Let's wrap up this show. Kevin Collins, any closing thoughts from you?
No, I think it's going to be a tough game for the Pats this weekend in Buffalo. I think it's a huge divisional game, like we were referencing earlier. A ton of divisional games this week, it seems. But I think the Pats will squeak it out. So we'll see what happens.
Anthony, what do you got to say?
Not much. Look, we had another Millionaire Maker match coming this weekend. Sign up for it, everybody. Someone's got to win. Why not you?
FFChamps.
Why not us?
That's right. Why not us? FFChamps.com/million gets you in that contest for free. So for Kevin Collins, Anthony Grace, I am Bill Enright. I want to wish you the best of luck in Week 6 for your fantasy football matchups. And thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs right here on Patriots.com Radio.
I don't know. You're going to ask him because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son. Ice up.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.